left, and the Braves lead 3-0 here in the third.
AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you, folks, by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Boy, is it good at the Cork and Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
Fox's Beverly Pizza. Best thin crust pizza on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And top 10 in all of Chicago, I'd say.
Oh, top five.
Easily. You know what? They sponsor us. They're number one.
Number one. Top two.
Right.
Number one.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Also number one.
Also number one. Best garbage men in the game.
That's right.
Right. Don't hire any substitutes.
No. Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2, IAFF 2.
We love them.
Best firemen in the world.
The bravest.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Welcome.
Well, we have a World Series champion. Little teaser at the top. You came in, you said, I got to do a cold open. You're a Soler guy. Braves won the World Series, everybody.
I am not a Soler guy. I am a fan of monster home runs at crucial times.
That was insane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was just, it was mean how he hit it. Like, exactly. Like he was angry at it.
That was cheater's justice.
It was. I was like, cheater's justice home run, just blast.
That's exactly what I thought in my head.
Ball game.
As soon as he hit it.
I wonder if he said cheater's. He said it
in Spanish to himself.
Yes, he did. How do you say cheater's justice in Spanish?
I wish I knew.
Well, we're going to learn before the end of the program's over.
Yeah, we are.
Have you seen the new Amazon commercial?
Which one? Bill's getting bothered by commercials.
With the Asian guy that becomes a nurse?
Yeah.
I think he says cheater's justice at the end of it. He says like some Hawaiian saying that
It's Filipino, first of all.
Yeah, what did Phil say?
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian, Filipino. I'm not trying to judge. I'm just saying it's Asian.
He's saying goodbye to his dead family, isn't he?
Yeah, something along those sorts. I tried to Google it.
No way. Are we stopping the show to make it about a commercial?
That's been driving.
Is this guy going to be the new David from Clear Choice for us?
I think he is. His name is Ernesto from Amazon.
I looked him up. We're not promoting.
You looked him up. The guy annoyed you so much that you looked him up. Ernesto, I'm really intrigued.
I looked up what the saying was that he says. It's like,
what?
Sounds like you gotta start watching
more shows and not commercials.
Man.
Yeah. I saw another commercial. I'll get to that.
Bill
after
has
this.
The all annoying commercial network.
Wait a second. Man. The Braves won the World Series. Yes. Big news. Let's go back to
and
that.
And I said as a joke, maybe that the Asian guy in the Amazon commercial, because like, nobody can understand what that saying means. I couldn't look it up. Maybe that
they
meant
have subtitles.
Cheater's justice.
They used to have subtitles. They took them off.
Well,
there's two versions of that commercial I noticed.
Oh, are there now?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Jessica del Tempioso.
That's cheater justice?
Yeah.
Jessica del Tempioso.
Jessica del Tempioso. Oh,
we're talking three guys who failed Spanish trying to...
Do it in a Chicago accent. Jessica del Tempioso. Cheater's justice. That's what he whistled as he rounded home.
Georgia beat Texas.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I did too.
I liked watching it.
I love the fact that their manager had spent like over 30 years in the organization.
Yeah,
which is
quietly.
Incredible. Yeah, Stricker, I think his name is.
Yeah, he's great.
That was pretty cool. And then it was cool to see Freddie.
And it was cool to see all the fans in agony. All the Houston
yeah,
fans.
To win it in Houston.
Yeah, like watching the Bulls win in Utah back in the day.
But like for me, like watching Freddie Freeman in that series solidified him as the MVP last year. I was like, dude, this guy just went deep and hit a double and like just making it look easy.
Yeah. It's like watching Mickey Mantle.
He goes to all areas of the field. Guy's incredible.
Yeah.
But
they had a great team.
Jock Peterson, one of like only, I think there's only like 10 players. Only guy to win back-to-back World Series with two different clubs.
Yeah.
There's like a little small club.
There's another guy that was on the Braves.
Zobrist did it with the Cubs and the Royals.
Yeah, you're right.
I saw a thing today. There was another guy on the Braves.
I know the other guy.
Oh.
Larry Flint.
Oh.
He's a hell of a catcher.
He played for two different teams.
He was incredible.
And
he won the World Series every year.
He loved throwing it down to first, trying to get the pickoff.
Yeah.
That was his move.
Great
catcher.
Yeah. He did it all.
Well,
Hall of Famer.
Your Flint reference just threw me for a loop completely.
It was designed to do so. I was getting bored.
It was designed to do so.
Wasn't it now, my good friend?
So did you watch the game solo in a bar, in a car?
I watched it on YouTube, man. Like,
oh, yeah?
I got YouTube TV.
Yeah, YouTube TV's great.
Yeah, I have that, too.
Ooh,
look at that. Three advocates.
Ooh. Wow.
YouTube. Listen to us.
Pay us.
We need a check, please.
I'll send the
check
invoice.
Check for $30,000, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, $30,000, it's got to be $65,000. I was offered a job at Buns. They make $65,000 a day there.
That's right.
Best male attraction hamburger joint in Tampa, folks.
That's right. The Tampa of our minds.
That's right. Yeah, the World Series was fun. Kind of, you know.
So now what?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because, well, the Bulls are looking pretty good.
Yeah, I can't take the Bulls seriously.
But how was everyone's Halloween, man? Like, we're getting off the topic here. We didn't even discuss. We usually take about 3 weeks to lead up into Halloween, and now we're not going to mention what happened?
Yeah, it was a nice day to go trick-or-treating with the kids.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Beautiful.
Trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and same. We went trick-or-treating. You know, Charlotte, my daughter's old enough now where she's like, she dressed up, but she's like, I want to go with my friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that, right? So, but it was just me and my wife, Mikey, my son Mike,
yep.
And we went with him, and he was the rake, you know, that weird costume,
yes,
that I mentioned where he looked like a demonic worm that
demonic,
he's in,
yeah,
and he's
Slenderman-y.
In, yeah, he's half Slenderman, half demonic worm.
I was actually just watching TV at home, and someone was talking about the rake.
Were they?
Dude, I'm so lost on pop culture. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah.
You look at too much Zuck, I can't even figure, you know, I can't even pick up a story to talk about because I don't know who anybody
what
is
What was
anymore.
Zuckerberg for Halloween? Anyone? Anyone?
He was
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. He was Dice Day.
Yeah. He just walked around Facebook all day going hickory dickory die.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
that's why he'd be things for Halloween.
Can I get a couple likes here?
Yeah, right.
Unfollow. Block ya.
My favorite Facebook story is like when they were first starting out, they hired this guy to paint like a mural on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And Zuckerberg gave him like 1 million shares of Facebook, which was worth nothing.
I've seen. Yeah, he was like an LA street artist.
That kind of guy's worth like $200 million.
Yeah, he can buy the Sistine Chapel if he'd like.
Yeah, he could.
Billy throws a religious reference.
He could buy the Sistine Chapel.
Well, I was just thinking about the painting, and, you know, like the artwork. You know,
he could buy it and turn it into a Arby's if he wanted to.
Well, that'd be. I don't know if that would work, but it's
it would work just fine.
Could turn it opening up an Arby's in the Sistine Chapel. Did you hear?
Right in the back.
You could turn it into a Cork and Carry.
Yeah,
good.
The European division.
That's right.
The European division.
We're off to a raucous start, folks.
Wow.
We are sponsored by the Cork and Carry. More after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Carry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Carry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago-Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Yeah. Do it. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli, second quarter. Halloween was great, Clay.
Yeah, sure. It
was a beautiful day to go trick-or-treating with the kids.
It was.
Took my son Mike year-round. He was more than... People, I thought, in today's day and age, a lot of the kids' costumes I saw,
Very nice.
They're very PG, maybe G-rated, you know? Like, no, you're not going to be something scary. You're going to be a football player.
Are you from Coney Island?
I am right now, yeah.
That's you're what, not going to be something scary. You're going to be something nice, like, you know, Gary Carter.
That is like when I'm trying to
Gary
do
Gary Carter?
Like Gary Carter, the
where's
catcher.
Where's your Gary Carter jersey? Throw that on.
And like a curly-haired wig.
Yeah,
where's your batting helmet?
Use your Aunt Bertha's curly wig. You'll be Gary Carter this year.
You're not going to be a demon.
Yeah, none of this Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, none of this satanic stuff.
Your brother's going to be Keith Hernandez.
He's already got a mustache, so it's fine. He's 11.
Yeah. and your cousin's going to be Gianfranco. And then his buddy's going to be Daryl Strawberry. We're going to have everybody. The whole 86 Mets are going to be there.
Right. And then Uncle Mort's going to be Larry Flint. Back to my story.
Yeah.
Yes, all right, go.
I'm using Flint now as like a bump. Like, you know, he just cuts things down.
He's been with us for years.
He has, but he's part of the, he's like my axe chop on a bit.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's got to be the ghost of Flint because he's dead.
Right. Yeah, anyway, Mikey was the rake. We took him around. People loved his costume. I was shocked, right? I was a little nervous that people were like, you let your kid be that thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know?
What do I care?
He likes scary stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's a gift.
And a lot of the parents were like, wow, hi, you know? And Mikey's like going up to him and doing creepy things and, you know, poking him and stuff. He gets really into it.
Uh-huh.
And we went around the neighborhood, and then we had to go to our buddy Pat Madden's house, who was our neighbor growing up.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And Pat loves how he does, has the best yard. He's got, you know, the Halloween theme music pumping, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got tons of animatronics, but his isn't so much animatronic as it is like, it's like something Rob Zombie would have put together.
Like haunted house.
You know, yeah, there's like guys with chainsaws and, you know, their guts poured out of them on his lawn. And then he likes to, in the scene that he creates at his house, he likes to take his relatives and their kids and dress them up as like little satanic demons and have them sit real still in the yard.
Pop out at people.
Oh, wow. And then they jump and scare the heck out of people.
So he's real into it.
Real into it, and it's an attraction, man. Like everybody in the whole neighborhood descends on his house, right?
Because
they know it's going down.
Yeah,
and they don't break character, like the entire Halloween. You know?
Oh wow!
It's like a haunted house. Like they created a sort of haunted house experience.
Do you get any candy?
Yeah, you get candy.
It's a haunted fantasy.
You got to get up to the door. I mean, like they have fun with you,
right?
But the kids do scream. You know? You know, and that's Halloween, man. You know, like that's, I don't want to see a kid dressed as an M&M. You know,
no.
Like
I don't want to get into it. Is M&M?
That's better. We're getting places.
M&M, like a demoned M&M.
Yeah, demoned out M&M rapping. You know, going off.
Right. That's a good costume.
M&M zombie. You're an M&M zombie.
You're an M&M zombie.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of generous candy. Giving out the full sizes.
Yeah, a lot of full sizes.
Somebody gave my daughter Bevan, who's four, a full size, like a full size Milky Way, like 10-pack.
Oh, wow.
Full sizes.
That's amazing.
It'll take her a month to eat all that.
Yeah, we had a lot of trick or treaters, but I could see how people would have bought candy and didn't get the turnout that they thought, and they were just like, take it all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't want to get fat on it and sit here and eat.
You can only eat so much. You know
I got
mean?
This, though.
I'm looking at Mike just because the song finally clicked into my head. I knew we'd get to one, and we'll get there later.
Oh. Oh, Billy had a thought, so you interrupted the program to exercise your
Billy
thought?
Had a
I don't
brain
know what
fart.
Mike is pointing to me. Oh, yeah, Mike gave me a Three Musketeers.
Ooh. Mark Sarkowski, our producer, always
says,
has treats for Bill
you
on Halloween.
Rock.
Oh, you do
on
rock.
On my Musketeers wrapper.
Back to costumes. This is
That's
from,
a fun size.
This
that
is
a fun size. I haven't had a king-size Musketeers in a decade.
You should. They're delicious. Yeah.
Go you got to be a
Pat.
Big fan of that nugget. Right?
Nougat.
Is it nougat or nugget?
No, it's nougat. Nugget is a marijuana-style
nougat
thing.
Nougat?
Yeah, nougat.
Okay. Yes?
There's like an ad campaign for Three Musketeers. You guys just wrote the whole bit. Is it nougat and nugget? It's nougat. Nugget is nugget is like dope. Nougat is nougat.
We're shooting in Coney Island.
Right. We're back to Coney Island again. Right. Back to New York again.
It's a Halloween on Coney Island episode.
We should do a
post-Halloween on Coney Island episode. Bill, you said you wanted, hey, we got to talk about Halloween. Now, here's your Halloween talk.
Okay.
Halloween 2021, too much Zuck reporting here.
Oh, TMZ, yes.
Celeb costumes strictly rated PG this year.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Big Halloween, this is a tongue twister. Big Hollywood Halloween bashes Saturday night, and most of the celebs stuck to the tried and true costumes.
Yeah, what?
Darren DeZolio's Carnival Party was hosted by Alessandra Ambrosio in Bel Air. You ever see her?
No, no idea who these people are.
My darling.
What does she sing?
She's a model, Brazilian model. Okay. She's amazing.
Who's the other guy?
I don't know who Darren is. Okay. Darren DeCizio.
He sounds cool.
You know, I can't pronounce it. It's DeZiencio.
We'll call him DeSleazio for now.
Darren DeSleazio.
Yeah. Okay.
And his Carnival party was hosted by Alessandra Ambrosio in Bel Air.
Oh, are they a couple? Ooh.
Lots of folks showed, including Megan Good, no idea who you are. Doja Cat, kind of heard of it.
Is that a cartoon?
It may be. Tyga.
Tyga, I know who Tyga is.
Josie, I almost read this wrong, but it was Josie Canseco was at the party.
Is that the Jose's daughter.
This must be young Hollywood.
This is.
Ryan Phillippe. How about him? He's like 50.
He's hanging out with Josie Canseco?
Of course he is.
Was Mark you just see Cruel Intentions was for Mark the first McGuire? Time or something?
Mark McGuire was the bartender. Victoria Justice?
David Justice's daughter?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And Jeff Ross, we know who he is.
Mike says, was Gosselier there?
He was waiting to get in.
What about Kirk Cameron?
He was waiting to get in, too.
He was baptizing people.
He was in line.
What about,
stay away from Satan. Halloween is evil.
What's his name? Who played Bud Bundy? Was he there?
David Faustino.
Faustino. Clay met him in L.A., right?
I smoked a joint with him in a car.
Yes.
Was another Rob Schneider there? All right, so here it is. Another Halloween bash attracted the likes of Demi Lovato, Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, and Emma Roberts. LeBron James...
He was Krueger.
Killed it as Freddy Krueger.
He was he went into it. He must have gone to like a makeup artist for 15 hours because he had like the rippled skin and all that.
There it is. Paris Hilton. Yeah, he got a rippled skin and all that, like Freddy.
His face looked burned.
That's insane. Paris Hilton dressed up as Cinderella.
Where's she been?
She's got a new show. She's getting married.
Who's she marrying?
LeBron James.
Some guy.
Of course,
there's like a big thing. There's like a teaser for her show on TV. What is it? Something Paris?
She can't just come in and out of my life.
Hey, like, Clay, Justin Bieber was
15 years.
Justin Bieber was a teddy bear.
Aww. Oh, was he the Biebs?
Dove Cameron played the Joker. See, this is what I'm saying. Who Dove is Cameron? Everybody? Who is that?
Is that Kirk Cameron's kid?
Is that related to Kirk?
He is now.
Hi, I'm Dove Cameron.
Right. My son Dove is in there. I'm worried about his well-being.
I named him Dove because that's the purest thing in the world.
There's a lot of disgusting Hollywood demons in there.
Hollywood Demons is a great band name.
Oh, it's been done.
No, it hasn't.
Sure it has.
Yeah, it is.
And then
Google it, Hollywood Demons. The band.
.com.
Maybe there is one.
Well, that was the Halloween costumes. That's all they had.
Where were they at, though?
I didn't dress up.
Were they like at people's houses, or were they at like a club?
Yeah, they were at David Sleazio's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were at Darren Sleazio's Hollywood Evil party.
Wait, LeBron was at the Sleazio's?
Mom, can I go to Darren the Sleazio's Holly Evil
LeBron,
party?
LeBron, Jeff Ross, Barbara Streisand, Mick Jagger, Frank Nitti.
Frank, yeah.
Sure. Frank Nitti's Bugs Moran.
Frank Nitti's drink.
John Dillinger.
Yeah, all those guys. Yeah.
Bugsy Siegel. Sure. Ricardo Montalban.
Do you know who killed Bugsy Siegel?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't.
It's not who you think.
All right, look it up.
I'll leave it at that. We'll leave it right there.
I did not dress up for Halloween.
Why not?
I don't know.
You should have. No,
yeah. I got invited to a party. I fell asleep. I'm an old man.
Halloween, Saturday when you have night, kids, it's work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like making sure they don't get hit by cars for 3 hours.
Yep.
Right. Hi, say hello, say thank you, walk
along.
Yeah,
say thank you. What are you? You're a dinosaur. All right, okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see any eggs? Toilet paper?
I saw some toilet paper, but no eggs.
Any leaf fires?
No, I was thinking about them, though. I didn't even see any leaf piles, Bill. They scoop them up right away now.
I saw a couple dressed as Batman and Batwoman, and they had, real Batman suits on.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of disturbing. I was like, why do you have those?
Yeah.
What is happening?
What are you,
your
kinky
house?
Bat couple?
Right. You're a kinky bat couple. Hello, neighbor.
Kinky bat couple.
You've been waiting to bust those out, haven't you?
My son is the rake.
Yeah, look at him. He's a demon.
And I'm dad.
Yep.
And you're the kinky bat couple. Wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
On to the next holiday.
I didn't see a whole lot of adults dressed up this year.
Okay.
Nah.
Tim Madden I saw, though. He was dressed as Rowdy Piper.
Well, that's a good costume.
And he had the kilt and the hot rod t-shirt.
Perfect.
It's great. Nice.
That's a great costume.
Mikey knew who he was, that I kind of enjoyed that. Mikey's like, oh, you're the wrestler, you know?
Yeah.
So that was it. And we didn't hang out at people's houses this year very long either, you know?
You just walked continuously?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year I took the car. It was a little brisk out, and I was like, I don't know how, the kids might just punk out.
So my wife took them for a little while, and I trailed like a half a block away, and then I pull up.
Yeah.
And then we took turns. That way we didn't strand ourselves going around the town.
That's a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
You didn't get carjacked at all either.
No, it was a very safe Halloween.
I'm just waiting to get carjacked at this point.
The violence is kind of up. I would agree to that. There was one, you bring it up because there was one near the studio where we produced this show.
Here's my plan if I get carjacked.
All right.
As soon as the guy, I'll give him the keys, I'll be like, all right, just take the car. And then I'll pull a pin of a grenade and throw it in the back seat as it drives away.
You're so vindictive.
Bruce Willis style.
You're taking my car, you're going to die. The whole thing goes with you.
This is going to be a diehard carjacking here, buddy.
I wonder if they would start, if automotive companies would start implementing that security feature.
Have a built-in pin under your...
Yeah, they're like...
Take it.
The kill switch.
30-second delay.
It's the kill switch.
I think you would harm other people.
Like, please know that if you activate the kill switch, you could be...
No, they should make it fun. Like, have it fill up with, like, foam, the car. It shuts off, it fills up with foam. Techno music starts blasting.
What song do you play for them?
I don't know. Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say ayo.
Boom, boom, boom. Is that? Yeah. Let me hear you say ayo.
So the automotive has a kill switch on it that when you get carjacked and you leave the car.
The engine shuts off.
The door's locked.
The car fills with foam. Boom, boom, boom goes off. All these lights start going off.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say ayo.
Yep.
That one?
Yeah. And then the car fills with tear gas.
You know who loves...
insane experience.
You know who I heard loves that song?
Justin, you're trying to figure out the song and the foam.
No, that starts happening to you and you're like, am I dead already?
You get hit with the tear gas.
What's happening?
Do you know who I heard likes that song?
Who's it?
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say ayo.
I know who likes that song.
Who?
You told me first.
Well, it's Ernesto from the Amazon commercial. He's a big fan. I've understood. Yeah,
he was singing that after he got his nursing degree.
He sings it every night when he reaps all of the money that he makes every time that commercial's on.
He doesn't make anything. He's making all the money there.
Clay, Bill's hell bent on making sure Ernesto is part of tonight's program.
Ernesto's brother and mother passed away. He's
had it rough.
And Bill's trashing this guy. Right? He's trying to do is become a nurse.
He was working for Bezos. You know?
Bill, you might be on the operating table, and Ernesto might be your only link between life and death.
Could be. Now, there's the opening of the Hooli's Hooli TV show right there.
I get a car wreck and Ernesto's got to operate on me from the Amazon commercial?
Yeah. Yep, but he knows how you feel about him.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do it. This guy's a jerk. And then he says that saying that he says in a commercial.
No, he takes the scalpel and carves that saying into your chest and walks out of the hospital.
He puts a cigarette in Billy's mouth and he goes, I know that you thought bad about me.
Probably.
I'm here to make it right.
He lights it with a Bunsen burner.
Right.
I saw another commercial the other night, and maybe this consisted of my Halloween, watching football in a commercial.
Just playing around watching TV all day.
Getting worked up over commercials.
Yeah.
Taking notes.
How dare they?
I took notes on one of them. I was like,
Bear aspirin. It's really got me
aggravated. I saw this one commercial, and I just was like, what does this mean? And I don't know. So there's this... It's a product called Fight Camp. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh yeah, it's like it's boxing in your living room.
It's like boxing in your living room, right? So
it's never gonna last.
There's this product, and it's where there's this biracial girl who's married to a white guy in the commercial, right?
Does that bother you?
And he announces that his parents will be there in a half hour, right? And they show like pictures of his parents on the wall, and she proceeds to look at those pictures. And then she jumps into workout clothes and starts pounding on this punching bag. She's angry about the parents coming over.
Oh, right.
You know?
The in-laws.
And then at the end of it, when she's done and she's relieved, she opens the door and gives them a huge hug.
Oh.
And I'm like, am I supposed to believe that Fight Camp is making her non-less of a phony than she already is? Is that what this is?
Less violent.
Yeah, it's making her less violent.
It's a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still a phony.
Yeah.
Because she's hugging these people even though, she's telling her husband that she hates him, sort of.
Bill, I'm sending Ernesto, David, and this beautiful girl to your house tomorrow.
I'd like to have a conversation with all three of them.
We need to have... Yeah.
Phil's becoming like the Siskel and Ebert of commercials.
The Andy Rooney.
Right. What's the deal with the girl who's working out and then hits the bag and the kid's parents come home and she doesn't like the parents?
If you get a chance to see this commercial, just be like, all right, I don't get this. Is this supposed to mean that, like, she runs the show here? She hates this guy's parents.
She should have just punched the parents. Just get it over with.
Yeah, well, that'd be better. Oh, by the way. Oh, they're here.
Yeah, I know how to punch
I learned
now.
This.
I learned this in the living room.
Not that I'm now I'm going to hug you and smile and lie to your face for the next 5 hours.
Speaking of boxing,
yeah.
That guy's fighting that other guy.
Who?
Mike Tyson's fighting the Joker. Kid.
Paul?
Yeah.
Is that really going on?
No, he's fighting Paul's fighting a different dude, I thought. It's a different guy. It's not Tyson.
Paul's brother.
Oh, I can't keep these guys straight.
Paul's fighting Tyson Fury's brother. Someone's fighting Tyson Fury's brother.
Okay.
Tyson Fury's brother is I want to say.
I did see this.
Middleweight or something.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's like ripped.
Yeah.
And he's fighting. I think he's fighting a Paul.
Oh.
Let's get a confirmation on that.
He's fighting a Paul?
Yeah.
How
not
many
Paul the Gorilla real estate agent.
Right.
That'd be a better fight.
That would be an amazing fight.
How many Pauls are there? Two? Jake Paul and what's the other guy?
Raj. What's his name?
Roger Paul?
Logan like Paul.
And Logan. And there's brother Roger Paul who pitches for the Atlanta Braves. I don't know. I just made that sounds like a baseball name, doesn't it? Roger Paul.
Roger Paul sounds like a porno star.
Could be.
This could be anything. I could be a gas station clerk.
What are you reading over there? Scripture?
I'm looking for things.
Tommy Fury. Okay,
Tommy
thank
Fury,
you.
That's
Tommy
right.
Fury is
and
going
he's
to...
fighting Logan Paul?
Yeah, I think Jake. So. Jake.
He's fighting Jake Paul.
Logan Paul's fighting Tyson. Right? Is that
Jesus.
It?
Jesus.
Thinking about getting back in the car hunt again.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
Go.
What are you going to get a Mercury Cougar?
No. I took a 2-month break on that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, all right.
Just in time to get carjacked.
Well, exactly. The prices have dipped, and I knew they would come around this time
of
year.
What are you seeking?
There's a few things I have my eye on.
I saw
an Acura. I saw an Acura I like.
Yeah, those are good cars.
Okay.
And I saw a Mercedes-Benz. That
again?
Was
don't do it.
Please don't do
my,
this.
My mechanic, who I trust somewhat, told me that Acuras are the best cars, hands down.
Really?
At the end of the day.
Hashtag Acura.
Yeah.
My daughter's name is Acura. That's how much I love the car. Okay?
I fell in love with a girl named Acura once.
Right.
Fell in Acura love with a girl.
I worked for Acura. I fell in love with an Acura, and it made my daughter Acura.
I love Acura.
I love Acura. Now that's the commercial.
Yeah. You know who else likes Acura?
Ernesto
from the Amazon commercial.
I like Acura.
Ernesto alone.
Now that I am a nurse, I can afford an Acura.
Yeah.
You hope.
Now the sad part is Bezos that Bezos doesn't give a damn about Ernesto.
No.
You know, at the end of the day.
Maybe.
Or Bezos would crush Ernesto.
Maybe they should have an arm wrestling match between each other. I'd like to watch Bezos versus Ernesto.
Bezos
yeah.
made
oh,
Ernesto.
Can we do that instead of, like, we've brought celebrities into the fight game.
We brought them into space.
Right, we brought them to space.
Let's bring them into the arm wrestling.
Can we have civilians who used to work for, like, tech tycoons.
Arm wrestle their bosses?
Fight their bosses in, like, a cage match for, like, $1 million.
Yeah, if Logan Paul, wherever the hell he is, can fight Tyson, I don't see why Bezos can't fight Ernesto.
Right, like, the guy, like...
Bezos versus Ernesto on HBO? We'd get a lot of dough for that.
Ernesto looks a little bit like Pacquiao. Pacquiao manages him.
He's quick.
Pacquiao substitutes, like it's like a switcheroo.
Pacquiao throws the scrubs on.
Pacquiao throws the scrubs
gets
on.
In the ring.
He gets in the ring.
Beats the crap out of Bezos.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be
insane.
That
would be
amazing.
The event of probably the century.
What if Bezos was really good, though?
No, he's not.
He gets in there.
Bezos has never.
Bezos is going to go punch for punch with Manny Pacquiao? Well, I don't think so.
Has Bezos ever thrown out a first pitch anywhere?
I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
I want to see how he throws.
Yeah. The guy who went to space.
I don't give a damn.
Bezos looks like he's like kind of athletic. Like he might.
No.
He's always wearing like workout gear stuff in pictures I see.
The guy's been typing on a keyboard for 15.
No, now he's like a fit and fiddle tycoon.
No, they think they are.
Now he's like a fit and fiddle tycoon. He's the richest man in the world.
You know what we should be next year for Halloween?
Bezos and Zucky?
Bezos, Zucky, and Musk.
That's not bad.
That's a great combo.
How do you do Musk?
I don't know. Get a turtleneck and
Musk.
I'm sure I'll be Musk. You do a good Musk, though. I don't do a very good South African.
I got to lose like 50, 60 pounds to be Bezos.
I'll be Branson.
You're Richard Branson?
Oh, you okay. Yeah, he can be part of the mix.
We're only going to be tycoons for the rest of our lives on Halloween.
So wait, who does Mike then? So no, we've got Branson, Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Musk.
Yeah, who's the...
So then I don't know. Do I have to be Bezos because I'm bald?
Do you put Gates in that group? I guess you do.
Yeah, you got to throw Gates in there.
He could be Gates.
Okay, so Mike's Gates. All right, next year.
I know one other tycoon.
Who?
Larry Flint. He's a smut tycoon.
That's right.
We don't have enough personalities on the show to dress up as all these guys.
No.
You could be half Bezos, half Flint.
I'm being half Bezos, half Flint, half William Gates from Hoop Dreams.
So what does that pretty much involve? Like a pair of basketball shoes, mesh shorts, a Hustler t-shirt, a bald white head.
And an astronaut helmet.
Okay.
What was the song you wanted to play, Bill?
Because it's Halloween and, you know, people are always talking about, you know, who they are and what they want to hide, right?
They are? People are always talking about
that. What kind of Halloween crowd are you
hanging
out with?
You know, people are always talking about things they want to hide.
People hide behind costumes. Same way people hide behind beards.
Right? Correct.
So I figured maybe a little Eminem Slim Shady.
Oh, wow. Because we mentioned...
because Eminem was mentioned.
Demonic Eminem.
Yeah. So.
Bink, 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 bink.
There it is.
Bink, bink. Bink, bing, 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 bing.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're going to have a problem.
You never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door. We started whooping her worse than before. They first were divorced, sewing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him, walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on. Sometimes I wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a is. Of course they're gonna know what is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Sing the chorus and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Stand up. Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** too. You think I give a d*** about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over first. Little put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave Eminem. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups. All you do is annoy me, so I have been sent here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a f*** like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like it's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting. Pinching nurses when I'm for chickens and I'm, but this whole bag of isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming, I don't give a
with his windows down and the system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go? I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
I guess there's a Slim Shady in all of us.
Welcome back. Eminem doing the real Slim Shady. Clay, I went to the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame dinner last week.
How was that?
Well, I helped produce the event.
Oh, yeah. So you're running around working, kind of?
Yeah, it was a great event. We had great sponsors for that event.
Did you have to, like, you know, be on every speaker when they start, when they finish?
No, I handled more of like the brand activation experience for like partnering with sponsors and bringing their brand to the event through an experiential experience. So some of that was with like, you know, whiskey tastings and having the brand stocked behind the bar.
Right.
Charles Woodson went in this year. I know people were like, why did Charles Woodson go in for Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame? He got the Gale Sayers Award.
Nice.
Okay. And it was, and he's, you know, there's a lot of Michigan alum in Chicago that really, you know, Charles gives back to. And
right.
So it was cool to have him there. Przinski awesome. Got in.
Nice.
I got AJ. To meet AJ.
Yeah.
Ned Coletti went in, the GM of the, you know, the Dodgers. Now he's worth the Dodgers Sports Network.
Sure.
He went in. He's a Franklin Park guy. Candace Parker.
Nice.
Patrick Sharp.
Nice.
Although they sent theirs, you know, via videos. Like video, you know.
That's cool though.
Yeah, it's all right. We don't encourage that typically, you know, but COVID's rough and like it's hard to get people. You know, we had a real star-studded lineup this year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. Curtis Granderson went in, gave a great speech. UIC Flame, TF South guy.
Yep.
And the day before, Curtis Granderson's teacher called me on the phone. He was like, hey, can you get me in? And I was like, well, who are you? You know, and he's like, I was Curtis's teacher. I want to surprise him. I did a couple of commercials with Curtis. So his mind will be blown. I just heard about it. I'm like, yes.
You know? Nice.
And so I think Curtis and his wife were like, no way, you know. And then Charles Woodson was there, and we got Charles Woodson's wine on every table. He has a winery with O'Neill Spirits that, you know, it's called Intercept Wine. So we had that kind of stuff go on at the event. It was cool. GoPuff was involved. Our buddy Mike Raspitello got GoPuff. He got swag bags for all the inductees.
Nice.
Packed with booze, right?
Yeah,
like
cool.
High-end whiskey, and it's great. It was a really great night. And Waddle went in. Tom Waddle and David Kaplan went in.
Wow.
A lot of heavyweights. Katrina Adams, the tennis star, she went in.
Sure.
She had a huge crew with her.
Nice.
It's always fun when they bring a big crowd with them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they rally around it. And it's an interest. It's a really special fraternity to be a part of, right? It's turned into that. And Charlie Carey, our president, you know, has done an excellent job, you know, keeping the Hall of Fame going and preserving that image. And yeah, Wintrust Arena was awesome, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was, you work all that time to like get up to that event months ahead of time, and then the event happens and it's like over in a flash, and you've envisioned like, oh, what am I going to do when I get to the event? You know, like I can't wait to talk to that guy. None of it ever happens because you're running around and working like 90. You say hello and they know you because you've done email exchanges with some of them, and they're like, oh yeah, hey, how you doing?
You're talking to Josie Canseco on the phone.
Right, you don't get to be friends with Josie Canseco.
No.
You just get to say hi. You know, did you try the whiskey? It's
did
great.
Did you get into the Slizio's party?
Right. Oh, can you get me into Slizio's party later?
Didn't Josie Canseco go with one of the Pauls? Wasn't he talking smack to Jose about her?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Good call, Bill.
Him
good
and Ernesto, they all went to Wendy's and hashed it out.
I heard she's dating Ernesto now and that Jake Paul wants to fight him.
Anyway, Marquee Sports
Network.
She left
to Slizio for Ernesto from the Amazon commercial.
Marquee Sports Network was there.
Yeah.
Mitch Rosen was there, right?
Nice.
Michael McCarthy from Marquee Sports Network came. Yeah. They supported. Pat Hughes went in the Hall of Fame. Pat Hughes is an awesome class dude. Got to meet him, voice of the Cubs.
Yeah.
What a class guy. Really happy for him to see him go in and So it was fun to have all the marquee people there. It was a great night, star-studded night. You know, a lot of people from Breakthrough Beverage were there.
Yeah, yep.
Great networking event. But yes, it happened in a flash. You're in a room with all these celebs, cameras are going off. You know, and you think that you're going to get a chance to like become their friend. And no.
You think you're going to end up at the top of the Hyatt.
Yeah.
You know, drinking champagne with right. Charles Woodson and
yes.
30 women you've never met.
Yes.
Right. Not going to happen.
Charles, can I come drink wine with you later? Did you enjoy the party?
You still going to the roof of the Hyatt?
You going to that roof over at the Hyatt?
Could you put Ernesto in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we could put Ernesto in the Hall of Fame, Bill, sure.
Greatest Amazon worker of all time.
Yes, greatest. Yeah. Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame welcomes Ernesto from Amazon. Hardest Worker of the Year Award.
Currently now a nurse.
Yeah, he ain't a nurse yet.
You're right.
He's working on it. He's got to pass that class.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do, actually.
Study those books, Ernesto.
Well, it's time for a commercial break. Absolutely. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Come on. Fourth quarter.
Yeah.
We're at the end. This is for the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame. It was that kind of night.
Right.
A lot of fun. Thank you to the people at Wintrust Arena again.
Absolutely.
Everybody come out next year.
Is that the Rosemont Horizon?
No, it's at McCormick Square. Right next to McCormick Place. And
It was fantastic. You could park right there. You could there's like a bridge that you walk through. I never even had to walk outside the building to get inside of the arena.
Yeah, it's all self-sufficient.
We got a hotel room, my dad and I. Right?
Sure.
We shared one. Because I was like, I'm tired. I don't feel like going all the way back to the neighborhood. This hotel right here, there was a special rate. I was like, just get this and just go home in the morning. And he agreed because he had a 8 a.m. breakfast he wanted to attend downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We're never down there. So we got a room. And after the Hall of Fame, we went over to Victory Tap. All right.
Sure.
A lot of the people, you know, that were involved in that helped work on it. And then some extended friends that were at the event. Everybody poured over there. And we had a nice time. They took care of us. That's our old friend, Mark Sokola, who just had a birthday, the late, great Mark.
Yeah. Yes.
So we went over there and, you know, got to reminisce a little while. And then I went back to the hotel room, right? Dad just went home. He just went to the hotel room and went right to bed.
Right.
You tried to meet Woodson on the roof?
No, he wasn't having it. He was like, I don't know you that well yet, dude. It's only for friends.
Drink my wine.
Right. Yeah. You like the wine? Yeah. Anyway, we get back to the... Marriott Marquis is the name of the hotel.
Sure.
And it's right next to Wintrust Arena.
Sure.
Get in the room. Dad's in his boxers, you know. He's like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, yeah. He goes, I can't get to bed. The people in the room are yelling at each other. It was a couple.
Oh.
All right? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, then I'm sitting there, he's like, quiet, listen. And you can hear him, you know. The girl's like, I don't even like you. And he's like, don't leave. Don't leave. And I was like, you know, she in danger, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
You turned into dog.
I had the ear up against the wall.
You had a feather earring up against the wall.
Yeah, I said, I got to put
my... It was like a werewolf. Remember how, like, how Michael J. Fox transforms into the werewolf where his fingers get long and everything? He just turned into the dog. He turned into Dwayne Chapman.
Was there a door between your room and their room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
He could open that door at any time.
Very modern. It was a nice hotel. I liked it. Dad's like, this is too modern. I can't figure out how to use your TV. You know, like, I'm like, oh, here we go.
You should have started barking.
Did you at any point yell back to the couple?
No, because I didn't want to instigate it. I was like, I don't let security.
How did it end?
My dad was like,
I love you.
My dad was like, keep it down over there. You know, he gave a couple of those yells. What are you doing? You're tapping your fingers on the table.
Do that to their door for a while.
No, yeah, that's a good way. In today's day and age, I could catch a 45 slug right through the door.
You'll get your hand blown off.
Yeah, I don't want to.
His hand blown off for playing the fake piano on his door.
It's like when De Niro blows that guy's fingers off in Taxi Driver.
Correct.
At the end. Hey!
That'd be you.
That'd be me. What are you yelling about? No, we called downstairs, you know. And,
oh, that's even worse.
No, man.
They know it's you calling.
This is how you know Dad's getting old, you know. It's kind of short-fused, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, listen, the people across are screaming at each other. Send somebody up here. Get a security or a cop up here.
Or a
priest. See what's going on. Or a priest if there's one down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Send a drunk priest up there.
And he goes, Anyway, and he hangs up and he goes, I'm bitching about this when I pay the bill. You know, like he's thinking about how to shed the bill. You know, she's like, and he didn't get his wake up call. He was grumpy about that. He was like, yeah, they didn't give me my wake up call. And he did. He got like a parking voucher out of it. You know?
Oh.
And I was like,
what happened to the couple?
See, but that's the difference between him and I, right? Like, maybe at his age I become that guy, but right now I'm like,
well, he's a senior citizen.
I'm just like, oh, enough, man. You know? It was like, but I get it. You don't fight
Did
for
Did you see
anything.
The couple ever?
No.
The next day, never you should wait for him to walk out and go, is everything okay with you guys?
Yeah, right?
You guys want breakfast?
My dad did say he got in the elevator the next day, and it was AJ Pierzynski and his wife.
Oh, nice.
Heading to, back to Orlando.
Have you ever been in an elevator?
Do you know who it was a real nice celebrity? Guy. Do you know who it was in the hotel room?
Who? Ernesto.
It was Ernesto fighting with his girlfriend.
Fighting with Bezos.
Fighting with Bezos. That's who it was. Was Ernesto.
I'm not doing any more commercials
I
for
never
you.
Liked you, is what Bezos said to Ernesto.
Right. I'm not doing any more commercials for you. I never liked you. Don't leave. Don't leave, Ernesto.
I'll put
wait.
You back in the assembly line.
Ernesto, wait. Wait.
We'll pay for nursing school.
I'll put you in space.
Wait.
Ernesto.
I'll put you in space. I'll put you through nursing school. Wait. Don't leave.
I'm sorry about your loss.
Right. Have some chocolates. Sit down.
These chocolates were made by hand.
Right.
By me.
Anyway. No, nothing happened. That was the end of it.
Have you ever been in an elevator with a celebrity?
No. Oh. Not that I can recall.
I don't think I have.
Right. That's a good thing. That's a nice opener. You ever been on an elevator with any celebs?
Yep. I have.
Who?
Jenny Finch.
The softball pitcher?
Yeah. Like, I working at the Hall of Fame as an intern over the years, I did have the opportunity to be in some elevators with some athletes and stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, Mike Sarkowski has Evander Holyfield.
Oh, okay. Holy, that's kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Did you look at his ear?
Was it gone?
Yeah. Like, half off? That's so bizarre.
That was a weird night.
I was at Pat Ryan's basement in Edison Park for that fight.
I was in my girlfriend's parents' living room.
Anyway, there's been talk about Evander Holyfield. Like, is it his kid a boxer? His son is a boxer, I think, right now.
Sure.
Nico Ali Walsh is going to be fighting again.
Yeah, he won his first
He's 2-0. Muhammad Ali's grandson. He's fighting December, I think it's the 11th, in Madison Square Garden, going for 3-0.
Fighting's back.
I talked to, Nico Ali Walsh is going to be the most televised boxer on TV in the next 2 years. He's set to fight like 6 times a year. He's with Top Rank. He's got deals at ESPN and Sky Network.
Yeah.
He's everywhere. He's global. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch him rise the ranks and see how this is going to go. And he's got, Sugar Hill Stewart out behind him,
mm-hmm.
same, the guys from Kronk.
Yeah.
And he's kind of learning and getting better as he goes.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch this camp get together and see how it builds. And this is a rocket ship ready to take off. I might go to the fight. I'm thinking about going.
He's got good blood.
He does. But it is fun to see. He was born in Chicago he lived here for his first 6 or 7 years. So. It's an interesting little story. And then he went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Grew up in Vegas.
That's the boxing mecca.
Yep. His dad's name is Walsh. His dad's an Irish-American, and his mother is African-American and Muslim, right? They're married. They live in Vegas together. His dad's a chef at one of the resorts out there, a head executive chef. And Nico got into boxing.
So he's got Muhammad Ali's hands and an Irish temper.
Yep.
It's a nice combo.
And then his manager here in Chicago is Mike Joyce, who owns the Celtic Boxing Club, right? And he's married, and his wife is sisters with Nico's mother. And he's an Irish-American, also married to her twin sister.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of synergy there. It's wild. It's an interesting family story to watch them all. And Clay?
Yes.
Flavor Flav?
My buddy?
Is Nico's godfather.
Nice.
In real life, they've known Flavor Flav. He's been a family friend for a number of years.
Wow!
So Flav is involved in the fight sequences and going out to the fights. It's fun. It's an amazing little entourage. Fun story to kind of watch evolve.
Do you know what I learned about Flav?
What? He's working for Lerner, right?
He also plays 12 different instruments.
Really?
Yes.
He just got signed by somebody in L.A. to be like an everyday act.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it's worth those contracts are worth a ton of money.
I'm there.
Yeah. What's an everyday act?
Like,
Johnny DeRito, you're going to be an everyday act.
Britney was at the so-and-so, like, every weekend she was scheduled at,
Oh, in Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you said LA.
Like Celine Dion.
Flav signed a contract with he's got a residency. So he's a residency somewhere in LA now.
At the circus?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to find out.
God bless.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, because we're at the end here, you can go to hibernianradio.org and find us there. Or you can go to iTunes and find us at Hooley's Hooley Show, H-O-O-L-E-Y. Or you can find us at globalirishradio.com.
Indeed.
I do want to thank the sponsors again. Cork and Carry Irish Pub. They're the best. Yep. Always great to us. Yep. Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yep.
Guinness Irish Stout.
Correct.
And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2. Until next week, Mike's going to take us out with a little jam.
No, I don't think he has anything.
No jams?
You can sing?
We're just going out.
What do I sing on the way out?
La-di-da.
La-di-da-di-da-di-da. Bye.
See ya. Bye.